talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk. Friday, June the 16th, 2023, last Friday in the month, or in spring, last Friday in spring. 17 minutes past the hour, Matt Morgan and I here in studio. Don't forget to listen tonight to us and Sean Kraft, 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. And we have not been joined by anybody. Now, I have not got the confirmation that either are not going to show, so maybe they'll come late. We don't know.
That'd be nice.
We hope they show. We'll see what happens. But Judy Smith won the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie. Sarah has already picked up her African Safari wildlife passes. But we do still have a large neighbor's pizza, so we can start the drawing all over again. Now remember, if you have entered, you have to enter again to win the large neighbor's pizza. So, Matthew, what category are we in?
We are on Other Than Feet, Name Something That Runs.
Other Than Feet, Name Something That Runs. Now, what answers do we have?
Currently, we have water, engine, refrigerator, and nose.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose. Now, how many answers do we have left to come up with? Two answers left to come up with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Very interesting stuff. And we've got this big, large neighbor's pizza, one topping, that you could be enjoying tonight while you're listening to the Friday night show, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station.
What's your favorite topping for pizza, Scott?
I do like pepperoni. I like sausage. I like mushrooms. How about you? You don't like pizza.
I don't really eat pizza, but I do like pepperonis.
Now, what about green peppers?
Green peppers are good.
Green peppers are good on a pizza, and I rarely get them because not many people like them on a pizza, but I like them.
I like them.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. I guess it's just of the person.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think we should talk about tonight on the Friday night show? We're definitely going to bring up the thing about could we elect a heavy president?
We could talk about Donald Trump getting up to 400 years. There's also the whole thing where he said he just left the things out on the White House lawn, and that's what this is all about. We could talk about how Joe Biden supposedly took a $5 million bribe.
Now, is this real news? This stuff of leaving on the lawn and $5 million?
$5 million.
$5 million. That's a little more than $5,000. A dollar bribe. Is that real?
I've like looked into it. I haven't found anything to suggest that anybody took a $5 million bribe. And the thing about him leaving the documents on the White House lawn, I mean, he's the one who said that. So.
Oh, Trump said that he left the documents on the White House lawn. Mm. And this pertains to any situation how?
The indictment he has currently,
right.
He's saying that that's all this is about because he left the documents, like, unattended on the White House lawn or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, like, he went on, went publicly and stated that it was basically like a witch hunt kind of thing.
Oh, so how did they get from the lawn to his house in Florida?
I have no clue.
You know, I just don't. I this is why I need to take over Wheel of Fortune. I think I should be the new host of Wheel of Fortune.
I'd be cool with that.
Well, Pat Sajak's leaving after 41 years. I believe I could be there. I'm going to bring Mary Ellen. She's going to sign the checks at the end of every broadcast. We'll bring Mary Ellen out. She'll sign the checks to the winner. And we'll get a new letter turner. I think it's the way to go.
Yeah?
We'll get the ratings on that thing sky high. That Wheel of Fortune will be like nobody's business. Because, you know, Pat Sajak's leaving after 41 years. They got to get somebody.
Who's Pat Sajak?
He's the host.
Of The Price is Right?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune. We'll talk about that tonight.
Okay.
Now, what's our category again? Because I think we've stumped people.
Other than feet, name something that runs.
Other than feet, name something that runs. Now, the answers we have are...
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose. Other than feet, name something that runs. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Does anybody have a guess? We've got a neighbor's pizza. We got to get some guesses here, or we're not going to give away our large one-topping neighbor's pizza.
That'd be sad, wouldn't it?
It's very good. Very, very good. Now, Sarah won the African Safari Wildlife tickets, and she's already picked those up. And Judy Smith has got the Del Taco beanie and the Del Taco gift card here. She can pick those up until 1 o'clock. So it's all kinds of good stuff here. It's like a big giveaway day.
Giveaways are nice.
And the guests we thought we would have this hour have, I don't know what happened to them.
They probably just got busy.
They got busy. But we have said they can come late. They're more than welcome to show up late. We'll take better late than never, as the old saying goes.
Yeah.
You think these people in this restaurant down in Florida are ever going to answer?
At some point they'd have to.
Well, let's try one more time. Why not? The old Florida Versailles restaurant. Let's see what happens. Two times they've stood us up.
Third time's the charm.
It's lunchtime. Yes, yes. Is your manager there?
The what?
Manager.
Yes.
Could I speak with them?
For what, sorry?
Yes.
For what?
Oh. The Donald Trump visit the other day.
Okay, I can give you a phone number for the office. You want the phone number?
Well, did we just want to know if he paid the bill. Did he pay the bill?
You want the phone number for the office?
Well, no, I just wanted to know if he paid the bill.
You want the phone number for the office?
We seem to be at a standstill here. Sure, yes. What's the phone number for the office? And she hung up! Well, what do you think that tells us, Matt?
I don't think they like it when people ask. She didn't want to answer.
Well, no, but what does that tell us? Why didn't she just say yes, he paid the bill, or no, he did not pay the bill?
Maybe they're just tired of people calling and asking.
Boy, that lady, I'm telling you, they don't have the best kind service down there. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is a boring answer, guys. Did somebody say engine or a motor?
Somebody already did, yes. Sorry, it is on the list, though.
Okay, I thought it might. Another answer, since refrigerator is there, other types of HVAC, your furnace or air conditioner, that there by chance?
Nope. No furnace or air conditioner.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, what did you make of the woman down in Florida there?
She wasn't very helpful.
No, she was not very helpful at all. As a matter of fact, she got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder down there.
She just...
I knew we were at a standstill when I said, did Donald Trump pay the bill? Do you want the corporate number? Did Donald Trump pay the bill? Do you want the corporate number? Now, did we really need to keep going back and forth with that? And then I say, yes, give me the number, and she hung up. You know, that's not the way to do business, lady. You're not going to be selling your food down there with an attitude like that. I'm telling you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just heard you call down there in Florida. I think that woman interpreted you said that you was going to pay the bill. Is that right?
I did. I said I'm going to pay the bill.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. She thought you said she's going to pay the bill. She's going to get the manager to get verification.
I said food for everybody.
Yeah.
She seemed a little uptight, don't you think?
You know what? I'm sorry to say that I couldn't make her quite out listening to her over the phone, you know. But I did, either time that you said that, I never really heard her like a grouchy position or answer or nothing.
Well, we just kind of we went back and forth. I said, did Donald Trump pay the bill? And she said, do you want the corporate number? And I said, all I want to know is, did Donald Trump pay the bill? And she said, do you want the corporate number? And then I said, okay, what's the corporate number? And she hung up.
Oh, I know Matt kind of chimed in there and said, she said this, you didn't quite understand her either.
Oh, por favor. She said, por favor. Yeah. Which Matt, in Spanish means?
Por favor means thank you.
She said
thank
you.
Sorry. Por favor means
what do you want?
Please.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, she was begging me? Please?
Yeah, por favor means
see?
Please.
That young people help you out, see, when you get older, Scott.
Well, that lady wasn't helping me out, and I think she was younger down there in Miami.
Oh, you think she's younger than that?
Well, I don't know if she's younger than Matt, but she just, if she wants to sell her Cuban food, she better be a little nicer.
Well, they're out of food because they had to go get lunch somewhere else. They're out of food. Maybe that's upset her.
Well, maybe Fidel Castro has also stuck her with a bill a few times. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's trouble down there in Florida. That business is on the brink of bankruptcy because they can't get their bills paid.
Donald Trump really did him like that.
Well, I don't know. They're awful angry down there. I mean, goodness gracious.
How many news articles came out about Donald Trump not paying his bill?
I don't know. I don't know why their people can't say, though. You know, it'd save them a lot of time.
I think it would just be a lot faster to say yes or no.
Uh-oh. Somebody's at the... All right, here we go. Del Taco, there you go. This looks good, doesn't it? No, it doesn't? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm already
had
Del Taco.
Oh, well, you can give it to somebody if you like.
Oh, my kids will eat it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, have a good weekend.
I want you to read this.
Okay. Better read it. Now, Matt, do you want to try to call the lady down in Florida? Do you think you can work her over better than I can?
I don't think she wanted. It seems like she didn't want to give an answer.
She didn't want to see. Well,
that's
let's.
That's what Sarah sent me.
Oh, Sarah sent this. All right, let's see here. Well, she gave your nickname out. Now, is that good? You didn't like that? No. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't realize it was a point of contention.
She did just aggravate.
Oh, okay.
And I said call her Seth just to aggravate.
I understand. Well, I'm sorry to hear that that got out.
It was funny. And now that even the preacher calls me McBooty.
The preacher calls you McBooty. Oh, my goodness.
No. He doesn't say, he says, I didn't call you McBooty.
But he does.
He just shakes hands with me. He says, I didn't call you McBooty.
Oh, so I see. He's working a little thing.
He's really saying it, but he's not saying it.
Kind of a backwards type of thing. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
But we worked together for almost 10 years, so.
Well, there you go. At least you got a little background together. You have to come up with a nickname for her.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, get her back.
Someday, maybe.
Well, enjoy the
she
Delta.
She told me I got to take macaroni sound to church Sunday because it's Father's Day dinner.
Oh, well, macaroni
sound. She wants me to bring. She didn't ask me what I want to bring. She just told me.
Oh, she just said she's very demanding is what you're saying. Okay, well, Sarah.
She likes the way I make it.
Well, Sarah, we've heard you're demanding. And you've let somebody's nickname out over the air. That we did not want to be let out. Now, see, that's not nice, Sarah. What are you doing? 740-383-9944. I read the phone there. Matt, what category are we on?
Other than the feet, name something that runs.
Other than the feet, name something that runs. And the answers we already have.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose. If this show doesn't win a Peabody Award, I don't know what would. We've got the lady from Cuba all upset that I'm calling her. We've got the listener coming in and having me read her phone live on the air. It's a hullabaloo here today. Two people who did not show up.
Very
what a show. What a show we've got going here. And nobody in the competition to win the large neighbor's pizza.
Maybe everybody else is with me and doesn't eat pizza.
I don't know. You know, it's Friday night. I thought that was pizza night in town. Go ahead, caller.
A burglar
is not on the list.
No burglar. No burglar on the list, but we're looking to give away this large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. Nobody in the competition here yet. Other than your feet, something that runs. All right, well, maybe this person's got the correct answer. Let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
A car engine?
Engine is already on the list.
Engine is already on the list. Run down that list again.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose.
Water, engine, refrigerator, and nose. So we've got two answers left.
Yep, two answers remaining.
Things that run other than your feet. Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping on the line. Nobody in the competition yet. Coming up on 32 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower is not on the list.
No lawnmower on the list here today. No lawnmower.
I told you, Scott, these ones are, the last two on this list are hard.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
I don't think I've seen them. Well, let me take a look. Let me see what the final two answers here look like.
They're good ones.
Well, I think those are good. They run.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
What about colors?
Colors is not on the list.
Colors not on the list. But these are two things that do run. We've got to say that. We've got to be honest. Two things that run. 740-383-9944. A large Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A gazelle or a cheetah.
Nope. No gazelle or cheetah on the list.
No gazelle or cheetah on the list. Gazelle's a good word.
I like gazelle.
Yeah, I think gazelle is a very nice word that people should use more often.
We should name people gazelle.
A gazelle? This person's a gazelle over here? 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, June the 16th, 2023. 33 minutes past the hour. All right, what do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
How about stockings or nylons?
Yeah.
Pantyhose is on the list. All right, you got it.
I only went in for the pizza, but let's hold the drawing right now.
Just have the drawing right now. Now, look, what's your favorite pizza topping?
Probably sausage.
Sausage. You know, I think our listener disappeared. We never did get an answer about what she was saying.
We used to have an EVA, and you got to stand for everything but anchovies. But, you know, there's other items we had that, you know, we had more than a bunch of items, but... You know, with all that stuff on it, I mean, that was good.
Now, what's the number one item on a pizza? Is it pepperoni?
Oh, pepperoni by far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's number two?
I'd say mushrooms.
Really? Pizza sausage?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What kind of sausage do you put on a pizza?
Well, a lot of places use this little rabbit pellet stuff that you can buy. But we actually, you know, bought... bulk Italian sausage and, you know, put it in there in balls and pre-cooked it, you know, not completely, but almost, and then, you know, crumbled it up, and when you ordered a pizza, you know, it was actually sausage we put on.
Now, what pizza place did you work at again?
Domini's Pizza.
Oh, Domini's. Now, where was that?
Where the old, Angelo's used to be years ago beside the L&P cake shop.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay. When did they go out of business?
We've been out, you know, close to 15 years, I'd say.
So not terribly long. What would you go out of business for?
I just got to be, you know, my health was failing and, you know, we had some other problems too, but...
One of those. Now, do you still have the pizza recipe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what did you do different with your pizza than somebody else would do?
Well, you know, we spiced up the dough and the sauce and, you know, a little bit different than what most places do.
Well, that's where it... Now, Matthew here does not like pizza sauce.
Correct. Pizza sauce is not that good.
What, gives him indigestion or something?
Yeah, it upsets my stomach. I like chicken Alfredo pizza, though. Chicken Alfredo pizza is good.
That doesn't seem normal, does it?
There's a lot of places just use canned pizza sauce. You know, already spiced up and stuff. You know, but we actually bought a sauce that was real thick and a sauce that was normal and mixed them together and then, you know, put our own spices on it. And when we bought our pizza sauce, we bought it with bay leaves. You know, you have to pick them out. People over in Richwood, you know, if a bay leaf will get by, us Dominique boys was noted for smoking marijuana. And the thing was years ago that when people found that it was marijuana.
That's insane.
Well, that's very interesting. So that was going around in Richwood. That was the rumor.
Yeah, that was just a, you know, a local joke. Richwood is those bay leaves, you know. We would pick them out when you're making pizza, but if somebody didn't get one picked out or something, you know, that was marijuana from, you know, Dominique boys.
So you had a pizza shop over in Richwood as well?
Yeah, Richwood, you know, over there where Bert and Ernie's was. We used to own that.
Oh, okay, before Bert and Ernie's?
Yeah, we started that drive through in the pizza shop.
Oh, that's interesting. And then you came over...
And worked on the building, you know, put the doors in, and you know, we even had a new rubber roof put on the building, you know, one time.
And then you ended up over here in Marion?
Well, we had both, two of them, Richwood and Marion, for a while. And then Dad sold the Richwood one. Then we had Marion for a while. Dad had already passed away, you know.
Now, he was the one who started it?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Now, was he Italian?
No. Dominique's name is English. But we have a lot of German in us from my grandma, Dominique. She was, you know, her family's German. And the German, you know, shows out on us. But now my grandpa, you know, he looked more, you know, English and German. He, you know, his nickname, I think I told you one time, was Shady. He worked out there at the railroad, Marion, you know, the area.
Now, I had a question there. What in the world was it? You know, I've been losing things today. I don't know what it is. I think it's the weather. Things are popping right out of my head. Oh, I know what it was. So, your father came up with the recipe?
Well, me and him both, we, you know, started at the same time.
So it was a combination?
Yeah. I worked with him for a number of years until I got tired of working for him, and, we come up with it together, but, he had the final say, you know.
Now, so it's been out for about 15 years.
Yeah, how long do you think we haven't had the pizza shop? Close to 15 years, isn't it? Yeah, I'd say about 15 years.
Well, that's interesting. It's interesting to learn the history of things like this because, you know, I remember that shop very well. I think it was very, very popular. How many pizzas would you say you sold on a Friday night?
Oh, over 100 pizzas, oh yeah.
So, is there big money in the pizza business?
Is there big money in it?
Yeah.
Well, now everybody goes in the pizza business, think they're going to be rich, you know, and they get in it and they find out you're not rich.
Well, I'll tell you, hey, we only got 20 minutes left and you're the only one in, so you might...
I can keep you talking for 20 minutes, I win.
I know, keep me talking, you might win this thing. Hey, did you want a neighbor's pizza a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Judy did.
Oh, did she give you a piece?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Okay, well, hey, you might win. You've only got 19 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, Lee's in the competition here. So we've only got Lee Dominey from the pizza business. Matt, what's the category? Relay it to everybody's mind.
Other than feet, name something that runs. Right now, the answers we have are water, engine, refrigerator, nose, and pantyhose.
All right. So you thought people wouldn't get pantyhose. It's not even the last answer. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I had a guess and a continuation of that story.
Oh, go ahead.
About the restaurant.
Yes.
The New York Post says that Trump offered to buy food for the group of attendees inside the restaurant, but when Trump left, the attendees followed him outside and did not place orders. But the campaign advance team members paid for the to-go meals that they had purchased. So there were no unpaid tabs, it says.
Oh, so he did pay the tab.
Okay, and my guess is racehorse.
Richwood. What was the guess? What was the guess?
Racehorse.
Oh, racehorse.
Racehorse is not on the list.
Not on the list, but a good guess. Okay. Well, that's an interesting update to the story, so maybe he did pay the bill.
Seems so.
Man. So why is that woman so cranky down there?
Because if... I mean...
Maybe lady!
If she's being... If a lot of... Maybe a lot of people were calling to see if he did or did not pay the bill, and... If he did pay the bill, like the New York Times article says, then would you want people continuously calling you to ask if somebody who did pay a bill paid a bill?
What else do they got to do?
Their jobs.
Yeah, but are they really busy down there in Miami, Florida? Cuban takeout food or whatever it is. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the caller. If that's you, call back in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour. And one answer left. Things other than your nose that run.
Than your feet.
Than your feet. Well, your nose runs, too. That was one of the answers. Go ahead, caller.
Ask me if this pertains to an animal.
It does not.
Well, we don't have a running deer. I thought you being a hunter like I am, an outdoorsman, would be a running deer. How about, is it mechanical?
It is a mechanical thing.
What would, did they say a refrigerator?
Somebody has said refrigerator, yes.
And it's an appliance then?
Not an appliance.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're rolling right down the hill here. So, where are we now, Matt? Where are we?
One answer left to go. All the ones we have so far are water, engine, refrigerator, nose, and pantyhose.
Fascinating group here today. See, when I don't have the list in front of me, it's hard to memorize what the category is. Things other than your feet that run.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for, and it is mechanical. Lee's the only one in the competition. He's going to win by default if we don't get somebody else here in about 12 minutes. 740-383-9944. A large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. Delicious, to be sure. Everybody who's gotten a Neighbor's Pizza loves them. Go ahead, caller.
A river.
Not a river.
Not a river. A river didn't run through it. It's mechanical, though.
It is mechanical.
It's mechanical. You got to remember that. It's mechanical. Now, Lee could get in on this and rack up another entry. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A faucet or a fan?
One more time.
Faucet or fan?
Oh, nope. Not faucet or fan.
No faucet or fan. 740-383-9944. Something other than your feet that runs. Wow. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a watch or a clock.
It is a clock.
All right, you're in. Thanks.
Did you ever get that Thatcher's number? When I talked to the people at the fair park, I guess during that COVID, they have they had a kind of hard time. So I've won a couple, but I've bought like three or so over there. But I wanted to see if he wanted that pizza.
You know, I think Linda, if you get a chance, call during Linda's show because I believe she has it from the fruitcake toss.
Yeah, because I thought maybe he might be interested, because, in I don't know. He seemed older, you know, if he'd be interested in maybe supporting them and stuff, because I guess that COVID, I don't know if they had that much business, so.
Yeah, because I'm looking here through the list, and I'm almost positive
you
that...
You gave it to me when I called about the fruitcake toss, but I don't know where I put it. I didn't put him with Sheriff Bells and all these people I call.
Yeah, I had it then, but I'm not sure what happened to it. I think I gave it to Linda the night of the fruitcake toss, because I gave her the list of everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you happen to come across it, just let me know.
All right, thanks. All right, so we got it. Now we need a new list, boy, what? This is a bad day for me, I'm telling you. See, I'm like Biden. I shouldn't be here. I'm all over the place. All right, we got Lee and Judy in here for the Neighbor's Pizza.
New topic.
New topic.
Alrighty.
I'm trying to find this phone number.
Name a word that rhymes with election.
Name a word that... I don't like this. Name a word that rhymes with election. Election. Now remember, this is a nice station. Nice family-oriented station. Really? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. Well, we all love political talk, don't we? Words that rhyme with election. See, I have a bad feeling. Let me tell you. Go ahead, caller.
Selection.
Selection.
Selection is number one.
All right, you're in there. Selection, number one on the list. Well, of course it is. All right, Lee's in twice now. Judy's in once. It's all over this Neighbor's Pizza. My goodness. What's the list?
Name a word that rhymes with election.
A word that rhymes with election. And now how many answers do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight! And we've only got one.
Yep, only got
we've
one.
We've only got selection. All right, well, go ahead, caller.
Benediction.
Benediction.
Addiction is not on the list.
It rhymes with collection.
There you go. Benediction. I don't know. Words that rhyme with election. Lee and Judy. In so far, 10 minutes left to go. The large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
Direction.
Direction.
It looks like direction is not on here.
No direction. No direction on the list here today. Words that rhyme with election. You having trouble over there?
That one. That word was a little hard to read.
But you got it.
But I got it.
Okay,
I got
well,
it.
Thank goodness for that. Go ahead, caller.
Reflection.
Reflection.
Reflection is on here.
All right, we gotcha.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Exactly. Who is the fairest of them all? Ted, Lee, and Judy in now for the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza.
It's getting more exciting.
The tension in here, you could cut with a knife. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Well, me too. I can't remember anything this morning.
I'm tongue-tied. I don't know. I'll think of it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's one of those days. Things that rhyme with election.
So far, we've got selection and reflection.
Selection and reflection. With 10 minutes left to go here, large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. Things that rhyme with election. Lee, Judy, and Ted in the competition so far. That Neighbor's Pizza is good. You wouldn't like it, though.
Probably not.
Don't like the sauce. Go ahead, caller.
Well, go with the election would be tension.
Tension.
Tension is not on the list.
We don't.
No tension on the list here today. Things that rhyme with election. Well, what can you say? There's not much left to say here today. Go ahead, caller.
Confection, like sweets.
Confection.
Confection is not on the list.
Okay.
No confection on the list here today.
There are a lot of words that rhyme with election.
A lot of words that rhyme with election. Absolutely, there are a lot of words that rhyme with election. And by goodness, we're going to get to them. Go ahead, caller.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection is on the list.
All right, perfection. McBooty's in the competition now. Well, you know, why not? Judy Smith, Judy Summers in the competition. Lee and Ted. Four all together here.
Name a word that rhymes with election.
Election. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Correction.
What's that?
Correction.
Correction.
Correction is not on the list.
No correction on the list here today. Words that rhyme with election. Getaway Friday, June the 16th, 2023. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, myself. Go ahead, caller.
Collection. I'm collecting money. Collection.
Collection is on the list.
Collection on the list. Judy Smith trying to get another pizza. We've got Lee in three times, Judy Smith in twice, Judy Summers, Ted, all in this competition. It's big time here today. 740-383-9944. About 7 minutes left to go.
So far, we've got selection, perfection, rejection, and collection.
Run those down again. What do we got? Selection?
Selection, perfection, rejection and collection.
Go ahead, caller.
Direction. Show me the way to go home.
Direction is not on the list.
No direction on the list here today. No direction. Wow. We're trying to cut our way through this here today.
There are too many words.
Too many. How many are left? Five?
One, two, three, four.
Four.
Yeah, four.
So there were eight altogether.
Yep, we got four off the board so far.
Four words left that rhyme with election. 53 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk time. Go ahead, caller.
Perfection.
Perfection is already off the board.
Oh, okay.
Perfection has already been taken. So, we've got perfection, selection.
Collection and rejection.
Collection and rejection. A lot of rejection in life. You face a lot of that all throughout your life. All right, go ahead, caller.
Infection.
Infection.
Infection. Nope, no infection on the list.
It does rhyme with election, but infection is not on the list. A lot of words that rhyme with election. That's what we're looking for. Don't forget to tune in. All you people listening, tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10. You will not go wrong. Go ahead, caller.
Complexion.
Complexion is not on the list.
No complexion on the list here today. Ted Lee, Judy Smith, and Judy Summers in the competition here so far. 740-383-9944. Boy, that Neighbor's Pizza's just moments away. It's just moments away. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what about the one nobody wants to say?
Oh, I can feel it in my bones. Here we go.
Is it on there if I say it?
Well.
E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Well, you know, this is one of those moments in radio where we just have to let the moment play out.
Well, okay, I'll erection.
There you go.
It is on there.
It's on there. Where was it on the list?
It's number two.
Number two on the list. You're in. Thank you. You know, maybe I shouldn't say you're in after that guess. That's a bad place to go. Oh, no. Well, that's all you need to know today. We just need to pack up and go home. Go ahead, caller.
Rejection.
Rejection is already off the board.
Rejection's already off the board. Now run down this list again.
So far we have selection, erection, perfection, rejection, and collection.
Aye, aye, aye. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we're having fun now. You know, Trish, Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith in the competition here today. All for a Neighbor's Pizza. What people will do.
Pizza's expensive, man.
You know, that rhymes with election. And so many, that has ruined so many elections for people. Think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Correction?
No correction on the list.
Well, how about perfection with the erection?
Oh, perfection is already off.
Okay.
Well, see, now it's out there. We've put it into the ether now. It's out there, and what can you do?
Good times.
Aye, aye, aye. 740-383-9944. You know, those things can screw up so many different things. My God. Go ahead, caller.
First of all, thanks for my tickets. Yay!
You're welcome. Have fun at the safari.
Thank you very much. And my guess is Injection.
Injection is not on the list.
Not on the list.
Okay.
No Injection on the list. But there are other words on the list. Several other words. 740-383-9944. Neighbor's Pizza Drawing coming up here momentarily. We've got Trish, Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith. Boy, I'll tell you, I thought we were a G-rated show. Go ahead, caller.
Affection. Affection.
Affection is not on the list.
No affection on the list here today. No affection.
3 words left to go.
3 words. And they're all clean.
Yeah.
They're all PG rated.
Yep.
That's all we need to know. All we need to know. You know, that's number 2 on the list. Really says something about America, doesn't it? The people who were surveyed. What kind of people are those? Oh, man. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Give us a first letter, will you?
First letter of one of the words.
D.
D as in dog.
Direction?
Not direction.
Okay.
Not direction, but D as in dog. Heads up, one of these words. There's still 4 left, right?
3.
Oh, that's right. We got that 1. Trish, Lee, Ted, Judy Smith, Judy Summers in the competition at large. 1-topping Neighbor's Pizza coming up here momentarily in just about 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. Words that rhyme with election. A lot of words that rhyme with election is what we've learned here today. Go ahead, caller.
What about deception?
Deception isn't on the list either.
No deception on the list. Trish, Lee, Ted, Judy Summers, Judy Smith. Who's going to get the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza? About 1 minute. And still 3 answers left.
3 answers to go.
Words that rhyme with election, one that begins with a D. Now, what words do we have already?
Selection, erection, perfection, rejection, collection, and that's it.
Now, when you erect a statue, is that what we're talking about here in this category? Maybe.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what I'm going to say. That's what it actually is all about. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Detection.
Detection is on the board.
Detection was on the list. Now we're down to 2. About 30 seconds before we do the big drawing today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 answers left. Words that rhyme with election. Trish, Lee, Judy Summers, Judy Smith, and Ted, all in the competition. And Matt will be back tonight with me, with Sean Kraft, 8:15 to 10. Boy, we'll have lots to talk about tonight.
I feel like we always have a lot to talk about.
We do, and it always goes by so fast. All right, let's draw for the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. We have 5 people in the drawing here. And but we actually have in total about 12 entrants. So between 1 and 12, who's going to be our winner?
3.
Well, let's take the call. One more person could get in here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
The first letter in the next 2 names there.
P and S.
P and S.
B and an S.
P.
C.
P as in peanut butter.
Okay. Perfection?
Nope, not perfection.
Okay.
No perfection. All right. Okay, the winner is, what was the number?
Three.
Number three is Lee. Well, Lee, you did win. Lee Dominey, you get the large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. All right. Just give them a call. Give them your name. They'll have your name later on tonight. Tune in tonight. Don't forget, you don't want to miss this show tonight. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Well, Matt, you've never been in during the day. What'd you think?
Oh, it's fun. I enjoy it.
It's fun. And I tell you what, congratulations to all the winners, Judy Smith, Sarah, and Lee. And we'll talk to you tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip. Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back.